'Tis the season to root around in the woods, if you know what you're doing and where to look, to forage for wild foods. And our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is just back from a foraging adventure for Wild Spring Foods. And she and what she's collected have wafted into the studio. Kathy, the smell.
Yeah, pretty great,
so pungent. It's like we're out there in the woods. What'd you find?
Oh, boy. It was a treasure trove. We were in the woods in an undisclosed, highly secretive place. No, I mean, I'm not kidding. I had to, like, sign papers. So you're walking, and it's been a late spring, and I'll just say we were in northern New England, and it was leaves on the ground, no leaves on the trees. I mean, it's pretty slow around here. And then all of a sudden, it was like that moment in The Wizard of Oz when it goes from black and white to color, like when they come upon the Emerald City. There was this patch of green, gorgeous emerald green. And there were ramps. I mean, quite literally, thousands of them.
Now, let's talk about ramps.
Yes.
Maybe a new word for people. We're not talking about, you know, ramps like you walk on.
Or take a boat to.
Right. These are what? What are they?
They're wild leeks. They are actually a member of the lily family. And the leaves, I brought you some raw ones there. They resemble the leaves of the lily of the valley. But you know that's not a lily of valley when you take one whiff. The greens are quite edible and delicious, almost buttery, wonderful. But at the base, it's a very thin scallion-like bulb. And this is the ramp or the wild leek. It's called Allium triocome.
I just tore a leaf.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you could faint from the smell.
Unlike mushrooms, where you really need to be an expert and you need to be with someone very knowledgeable, unlike even hunting for fiddleheads, which are the scrolled top of an ostrich fern, which you find in the woods in the springtime, a ramp or a wild leek is very easy to decipher. One way I described it was, I said, if a mad scientist took a garlic, a shallot, a leek, an onion, and extracted the single best flavor element of each, then you'd have a ramp. It's that incredible.
Well, and people up and down the East Coast are celebrating this time of year. I looked online. There's the Cosby Ramp Festival. That's May 1st in Cosby, Tennessee, as they say on their website. 55 years of them golden ramps. April 16th, they had the 73rd annual Ramp Feed and Festival at Richwood High School in West Virginia. I mean, it's just people are loving these things. I know you went on this hike with John Forty, an ethnobotanist and garden historian. Tell me more about him and where you went.
Okay, let me just set the scene. I became obsessed with finding these. I walked everywhere. I knew they were by streams. I knew they needed sandy soil. Couldn't find them. Then a friend of mine helped lead me to this place. So I brought John Forty. He is, as you said, an ethnobotanist and garden historian. And then another woman named Galen Mott, who's a conservationist. And we went out and we hiked and we hiked. And as I said, we came upon Emerald City, the ramp patch.
What a beautiful, it's a pasture of ramps. That's gorgeous. That's just the kind of place you want to actually find.
And John Forty describes it for us.
We're in deciduous woodland floor, so you get that kind of leaf litter where these things love to grow. Lots of rock along the sides of a brook or a stream that's running. Out here in New England, it's still pretty gray and brown. But when you see trillium emerging, ramps emerging, fiddleheads starting to come up, it's one of those earliest signs of springs. The early explorers talked about eating the first knots and buds of the gardens and the woods, and this is the sort of thing they were talking about.
Ethnobotanist John Forty with our own Kathy Gunst out ramping. I don't know if that's the verb.
Sure.
But, you know, I got to ask you a question because people might be saying this. We are reading a report in the New York Times, for instance, about ramps becoming so popular that trucks are pulling up and loading up tons of them, selling them for $12 a pound at Manhattan restaurants. They're in such demand. In Quebec, ramps are now listed as threatened. The sale has been banned since 1995 because of fear of too many people foraging for them. Your thoughts?
Well, exactly. And I make a joke about the secret of location, but I really won't tell people because this place that I found is so pristine and these ramps are so healthy. The environmental issues and respecting the land is a huge part of this. I went to a store near me. They were going for $18 a pound.
Oh.
So when I was standing in that piece of land, I was literally surrounded by tens of thousands of dollars worth of ramps. So if you don't have a conservationist with you and you're not an honest person, you can imagine the damage that you can do. I asked John Forty, how do you know when you're taking the right amount or the wrong amount? I mean, what is enough?
responsible is knowing the environment where you live, because it's different everywhere. In this space to the left of us, there's an old log that's fallen. There are ramps underneath it. That's a good place to selectively harvest. Today, because of market prices, sometimes people come in and they wipe out an area. I don't think we should in any way harvest ramps like that. But again, as gardeners who have a sense of what we're doing, thinning them selectively is okay. Eating the greens as opposed to pulling up the whole bulb as well is another way that we can really get that flavor of a wild leek, but not devastate a patch like this.
Okay, so he says eat the green, but don't pull up the whole bulb. We know there's other advice. Like, what's some other advice for making sure you're harvesting respectfully?
We found these dead flower heads. You see on that plate there, I brought you some. Yeah. If you sprinkle those a little bit, you'll see a very dried up black kind of triangular seed.
Yep.
Those are ramp seeds. John 40 suggests bringing them to a likewise, you know, an environment that's like where you found them and planting them.
Well, basically, you look at how nature plants things. I'd break this seed head apart, and little triangular black seeds fall out. The rule of thumb in planting seed is plant them only as deep as they are big around, so you'd sow these right at the soil surface. If you look at where they're growing, they'd fall into the leaf litter on the ground, and they'd find a little root hold, and they'd start growing. But it takes, you know, almost 5 years to get to a mature ramp from this. You'll see small, tender shoots coming up for a few years. That's a long time coming. So I would just basically take these and throw them over there where there's a gap in the leek population. And they'll grow there.
Johnny
Leek Seed.
Again, ethnobotanist John 40 on replenishing ramps if you pick them. But meanwhile, once you pick them respectfully, Kathy, you've cooked them here. Oh my gosh, they just look wonderful. Tell us what you did with them.
Very simple preparation, because I wanted your first bite to be about the ramp and not be about, say, a French tart. You could make a ramp pesto. You can puree them with butter and freeze them and have little bits of ramp butter to use all through the year.
In Tennessee, they do green eggs and ramps.
It's delicious, sauteed with a fried egg on top, and you flip it over. But today, what I did was I brought in some good olive oil. I heated a skillet. We have pictures of this on the website. And I just threw the ramps in. And this magical, wonderful thing happens where the greens puff up. They're so alive. You've never seen this. I mean, they literally go, the green just puffs up, almost like a souffle. And now what you have is just a very lightly sauteed ramp. And I brought you a little bit of a delicious fugace Italian bread to soak up the wonderful flavors. Just take a bite of that and see the complexity.
Honest, I've already eaten half of it.
Oh, Robin, it's radio. You could have gotten away with it.
No, they're so good. I can already tell you. It does look like a sautéed spinach.
It does, very much.
But it's the taste, it does explode in your mouth. So I can see
that. So that's the other thing. If you are buying them in the store, you don't need to buy a whole pound of them like you would for spinach, because it's a little bit of flavor. It goes a long, long way. And when you first taste them, I'd really advise you just sauté them with good salt and pepper and really see what they're about. And then you can play with them. You can use them in soups and stews and egg dishes, omelets, anything. I mean, there's no way that a ramp will do something bad to food.
All right. Just remember, if you forage for them, forage respectfully.
There you go. We have a new slogan.
And a lot of people are going to be following Kathy Gunst around. Like,
where'd you go? Where'd you go? I'll take, you know, diverting turns off highways.
Just to throw you off. We'll have recipes, foraging photos at our website, herenow.org. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now's resident chef and forager. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, Robin, and welcome spring.